This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time to get to real radio stuff here. It's an overview that we have every week. The DJV gang, me, Doug Steffen, with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, into what the charts say, although they don't speak. So what the charts list, that's probably better in terms of grammatical correctness. The charts are listed both at djvshow.com and at talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week, the top 10 stories as perceived by the research done at Talkers in the news talk radio world are listed, and we have a countdown with Michael Harrison. And so I invite the ladies to speak about the people on the list and the stories themselves. And with your permission, I'd like to start. Well, let me just go through the list quickly of stories, and then we'll go to what I think we ought to start with is number four. The UFO sightings, that's something we spend time. The trouble with me going through the list is that we all start talking.
You give the list. We'll refrain from talking, okay, and then we'll talk about the list. How about that?
Number nine, race relations, the Asian hate crimes bill, et cetera. Immigration reform is eight. The abortion case before the Supreme Court is number seven. The economy and the stimulus, number six. Our relations with the two baddies on the planet, Russia and China. The Arizona election audit, the voting legislation, the voting machines, that kind of stuff, number four. The January 6th commission and the debate over whether there ought to be an investigation, which seems like ludicrous to me that there's a debate about this. But anyway, the Israeli-Palestinian situation is number two. And where we are, if we even know where we are with COVID, I think that's perhaps a large question. Where the heck are we? Meanwhile, the machine situation, I think number four is pretty interesting, because there still is a hoopla about, you know, whether in Arizona Trump won and, you know, that whole thing, which has been really politicized and kind of, I don't know that we really know what the story is, but the thing that I find most interesting this week, ladies, is that the Arizona Secretary of State said that she has grave concerns about the voting machines in the state of Arizona. I don't know whether she's a Republican or a Democrat. I don't think it makes any difference. I've said this for years, and it became worse last time around. How it is that we can have this much of a problem with voting, this much disruption, corruption, whatever the heck it is something that there should be. You talk about protesting and going to Washington to protest. This is something that hasn't been straightened out, and it isn't.
Well,
doesn't show any
has.
Signs of being straightened out.
But it has. It's been settled. Republicans in Arizona have said there are some who are still trying to push this narrative, but there are others who are saying this is there was no fraud. This is the numbers are settled. What she's saying is she wants to have new machines because she doesn't know what the Republican auditors have done to them. So that for she's
but,
concerned more about
in general,
well,
I understand
couple,
what you're saying about Arizona.
There's a couple of things. First of all, it is not settled in Arizona yet. They're still recounting in Arizona, and that's been ordered by a judge because of the evidence that has been presented so far. There's been a tamping down of this story in the media. I think a lot of people are trying to say that this, you know, this theory about these irregularities has somehow had its day in court and it's been thrown out. That's not true. It's never really had its day in court. And so state by state where there are instances of this, in fact, in Georgia, in Pennsylvania, and in Arizona, there's all stuff that's going on looking into how votes were counted, how the machines work, and all of that stuff. So that's still happening. But what it wasn't the Secretary of State, I believe, or the the Lieutenant Governor in the state said that there are some irregularities that are still concerning to top officials, including the legislature. The sheriff of Maricopa County came out and said we think that these auditors don't know what they're doing. We're probably going to have to buy new voting machines. So a couple of things are happening all at the same time. The sheriff is saying that there needs to be new voting machines because people have been touching them. A lot of people are still looking to see how votes were being counted. When they did the forensic audit in Pennsylvania, story that came out yesterday, is that a lot of the Republican votes were not being scanned. If they were GOP ballots, a lot of them were not being scanned in the state of Pennsylvania. So these are things that are pretty problematic that haven't, I guess, risen to the top of interest for the mainstream news media to report on. But there are things that are going on, and I think the bottom line is we need to make sure that people trust this system before the midterms, because we're going to have to go do it all over again next year.
Yeah.
And
it's been a year. As long as I've been doing talk radio, and that's been since 1974, there's been this issue. And maybe if I were thinking about what happened before, if I were, I wasn't as conscious or aware of it. But I will tell you that over my adult lifetime, this has been an issue in every single election, going back to when I was a resident of Florida. Here in Massachusetts, it's been a problem. Sure as hell has been a problem in California and Arizona and pretty much every other state, where the people who are full-time managers of this system sit on their hands. They're political appointees, so they take the position of helping their party. It's an outrage. It really is. Oh, your vote doesn't really count. You don't know where your vote goes. I don't want to go and put my vote in the ballot in the mail. I want to take the ballot and put it in a machine and see that my number goes in.
I trust the mail way more than the machine.
I don't.
Well, look, we're not talking
about
all the stuff with, yeah, because I tracked my ballot. I knew exactly when it was received. I knew exactly when it was counted. I could go right online I'm in New Jersey. I went right online onto the site. I logged in with my independent number as my New Jersey ID number, tracked the ballot like a FedEx package. It was great. I have no issue with that whatsoever. I would trust that more than somebody tampering with these machines. On either
side.
Well,
the tampering of machines is different than putting your ballot into a box. The machines, those computerized machines, have been a mess since they were introduced. And I remember the first voter machines that were computerized were owned by a company that was owned by a U.S. senator in, was it Dakota or Nevada or someplace? I can't remember the guy's name. No, it was Colorado. I can see the guy.
I can't remember his name. I'm sure that was a coincidence.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah. Yes, of course. Okay, number one this week is the continuing focus on the vaccines, or is it the, I guess that I've said on the DJV program this week, I wanted to get away from this because I didn't find there was anything really new. It's the same old debate and the same old stuff about the pandemic and the marginalized communities and how blacks and Latinos are, you know, have higher numbers. I mean, there's nothing new in that. We all know that the system is prejudiced against minorities. So the question isn't, is it? The question is, what do you do about it? And then there's, you know, traveling with the vaccines, whether you're going to have to prove. I mean, there's a whole bunch of issues, but they've all been discussed ad nauseum, at least from my perspective anyway. I don't know. You guys have your thoughts about it, so help yourself.
Okay.
That's the
okay.
end of that, so I guess I'm right.
Well, I mean,
except
I don't know.
For, wait a minute, one thing. There's a canine coronavirus problem that's erupted, and later in the week we've seen some research done that there's a type of coronavirus that usually infects dogs, and it now is present in a group of children who are patients that, this is over in Malaysia, hospitalized for pneumonia. And they've now seen that when examining the virus, that it's pretty similar to what we've found in the COVID-19. So that's pretty unsettling, don't you think? I mean, get right down to it.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know, just going back to the vaccine conversation for a second, I'm really over it. Like, if people want to get the vaccine, it's available. That's great.
It's everywhere.
Get the vaccine.
Right.
Yep. If people don't want to get the vaccine, that's great. That shouldn't bother people who are vaccinated because they're now protected. So live and let live. Personal freedoms. Let people decide what the heck they want to do. And let's move on. I don't know. I think there's just, you know, again, everything becomes so one-sided. Either you're an anti-vaxxer or you're, you know, pro-vaccine, going out there and asking everybody if they have shots in their arm. I mean, I just, it's your medical stuff. Deal with it, you know? I don't know. I don't.
This is so stupid that it's political. It's health. I don't know. It blows my mind.
It may. It's because of groups on both sides. Let's talk about this with regard to the, Israeli conflict and the squad on one side and the Maryland Greens on the other side of the world. I'll talk about that in a second. Here on the Talk Radio Review, it's 16 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret at Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Bread, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. And now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 529. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
All right, here we are at 18 after on the DJV overview, the hot hits. Talk radio is perceived by Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We get to the trending things in a few moments here. I'm Doug Steffen. So the situation that has, we're all politically motivated, it would seem, although I don't know that I am. I don't like any of them. But number two, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict sees the usual political sides being taken. With the squad now saying don't sell any arms, but then there are those who are, I don't know, if are there any Republicans who say don't sell arms to Israel, or is it all the Democrats?
I've heard Democrats, very high, powerful ones, say that the squad is crazy. Steny Hoyer is one who came out and broke
crazy
with the Democrat Party and said, this is not what we stand for. We stand with Israel. And talked about Hamas being a terror organization. I mean, what other conversations do we have about supporting terrorist
operations?
You know
what it does? It just underscores the naivete of these people who are in the squad. And that's all that, I mean, do they represent a certain amount of a thought pattern in America? Yeah, I guess they do. And should they be quiet? No, they should be heard. But they should be heard, as are others around the country being heard, for some of the ludicrous comments. Some of the people that have leadership positions have intelligent comments about stuff, and some of them don't. And I think more and more you see the split between reality, at least what I guess is reality, and what some of these people who are in the groups like the squad have come up with. It's foreign to me. Now, maybe I don't understand because I don't live in their neighborhoods, but I just
I want to follow the money, because this is a result, this way of thinking is a result of an influence campaign that's happening on social media.
That's
and
what
I want to know
about.
Who's behind it.
21 after the hour here on the DJV overview of News Talk Radio this week.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Three after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and the trending items this week. Some of them are bumping into the story list that we have from Talkers Magazine. Some of them are just kind of there. This is our own read, Jay, on the top ten, because Morgan Wallen has become sort of the poster child for negativity with some. Do you think that's an accurate statement?
Yeah, he had a string of getting into some trouble. He was acting a fool, drunk and belligerent outside of a Nashville bar. Then he was kicked off of his musician gig from SNL. He was going to be one of the featured musicians. He ended up being able to perform, but he was out partying during COVID restrictions. And it wasn't that he was in trouble for what he was doing specifically, but it was that he broke SNL protocol and safety regulations, so they had to disinvite him during that time. And then he had the racial slur controversy, which was the latest, which kind of had him disappearing from things so that he could quote-unquote work on himself. That was the statement he released at the time. Well, he was out in Nashville this week performing at Kid Rock's bar, and I mean, the crowd went nuts. He was one of the top selling artists when all of this happened, and continued to skyrocket.
Do some people interpret that as the folks who go watch him don't have a problem using the N-word? Is that's how some people would interpret that, right? Whether it's right or wrong.
Some people just like his music, probably, and mm-hmm. You know.
I don't know.
I'm a country fan. I admit I'm not much of a Morgan Wallen fan. I saw him, he opened for Luke Bryan, I think, and that was kind of the extent of him with me. But I, you know, when people hear music they like, and maybe they don't know the whole story, maybe these are people who are not, you know, sitting on social media looking at what was trending. Who knows?
All right. Another item here, speaking of things that are popular in the top 10 television list, season after season, is Law & Order SVU. Been on, I think, 21, 22 seasons. Mariska Hargitay and Chris Maloney. She's on the record this week as talking about a youngster who used some knowledge was this youngster, did this youngster watch SVU? Where did this come from?
Yeah, this all started, in case you missed it, there's an 11-year-old who evaded her own abduction. So a guy tried to kidnap her, and she used her know-how from Law and Order to not only get away from the abductor, but to help authorities track him down later. She was playing with some slime, and she smeared it all over him. And
really?
That, yeah, so when authorities, and she had seen this guy before, and he had approached her asking her some questions, and she told her school, she told the principal, she was she was very aware, 11-year-old, very aware of this guy. So when he then tried to actually kidnap her, he passed by her in the car, came back around, went to get out of it. And I mean, there's a video where you can see her immediately start running. He grabs her, she fights him off, and then she runs away. And Mariska Hargitay is, you know, giving her praise. She's relieved that and grateful that this young lady is okay, and she calls her strong and brave.
Is that the video?
Yeah, she was waiting for the bus. And her mom always walked. So the bus stop was actually moved halfway through the school year because of a bus driver shortage. And her mom always walks her to the bus stop. But on this day, the baby had a dirty diaper. And the mom was like, okay, you know what? You go ahead and start walking, because they were already running late. And she's like, I'm going to change the diaper real quick, and then I'll be there. And just as she was finishing changing the baby's diaper, the 11-year-old comes busting through the door telling her the story that she had almost been kidnapped. And the video was captured from a neighbor.
Can you imagine, like, the guilt that the mom must have, that she, you know, made the decision to change the diaper, and she almost lost her child because of it? Like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Well, it's one of those really strange things. All right, comments are certainly encouraged. Help yourself with our social media being available at DJV Show, if you will. Facebook.com/DJV Show. Always have comments from folks, and I think people enjoy reading what other people that are listening to the program have to say, so you can check it all out. Twitter and Instagram, at DJV Show. And right now, it's at 28.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Egyptians have brokered peace in the Middle East. Israel's Security Cabinet voted Thursday evening to approve the Egyptian ceasefire, which went into effect at 2 a.m. Israeli daylight time. Hamas also backed the ceasefire, but the sides have issued contrasting messages about its terms. The Israeli Prime Minister's office said the mutual and unconditional ceasefire was a straightforward, quiet-for-quiet agreement. Hamas officials claim the ceasefire agreement included conditions about Israel's policy in Jerusalem, which a senior Israeli official flatly denied. Border Patrol officers on horseback arrested nearly three dozen illegal immigrants, all wearing military camouflage near the Arizona-New Mexico state line on Thursday. On Monday, they found 23 crammed into an open-top Panga-style vessel off the coast of San Diego. Border Czar Vice President Kamala Harris has yet to address the border crisis publicly, nearly 2 months after being assigned by the president. USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced Wednesday that she will grant one-on-one interviews to mark the 2-year anniversary of her inauguration solely to journalists of color. She says she has been struck by the overwhelmingly white press corps in Chicago. Former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy on Fox News says people need to stand up against Lightfoot's racism.
But take a step back. I mean, this is not the first time this is happening. We have segregation in commencement ceremonies now. We're in that time of year for graduations. We have segregated dorms now. And this is a policy that actually Democrats and the media agree with. They believe in this segregation. And if you want more minorities in the press corps, you don't do it by saying we're going to exclude whites. We should encourage more minorities to get into the press business, right? I mean, that would make sense. But the real plan here, Carly, is very simple. The left wants to divide America so they can destroy America. And when they destroy America, they can then rebuild it in this communist, socialist, Marxist ideology. I'm a big fan of people getting involved. And you can't sit back on your couch. You actually have to say, I'm going to go to, you know, to town halls, to listening sessions for my members of Congress. There's groups that organize in communities. I'm going to go there and lend my voice and my effort to fight back. But if Americans just sit back and go, this is horrible, why doesn't someone do something? The problem is we need more good people to get involved because there's more people who think this is racist and shouldn't happen, but they sit back and are silent. Yeah.
A Latino reporter at the Chicago Tribune, whose interview request was granted, asked the mayor's office to lift its conditions. When they said no, they canceled the interview. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
About 34 after the hour. This is the DJV overview. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay, our overview of the charts for the week of May 17th to the 21st. Some of the stories and the people that are involved in all of this. The economy and what's going on in the economy. People all excited. Wow, look at what we're doing in the stock market, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The stimulus initiatives. So there's good news. And there's bad news, but there always is when it comes to this sort of thing. In the housing market, home values, I'm betting in every neighborhood, Victoria is down in New Jersey, Jay is in Nashville, Jennifer is in California, I'm in Massachusetts, and I know from my perspective here, my neighbor and friend, who is the number one real estate agent here in my metro west area of Boston, says there's no inventory. Nothing to sell. He went out of the market. He normally stays right in this area, but he was asked to sell a house down on the South Shore, south of Boston, and he took the listing because the people really wanted him to sell, puts the house out. Listen to this. He puts the house on the market for $1.6 million. Guess how much they sold the house for? Take a guess, ladies. Think about
it. Asked $1.6 million. Everything yep. is going way over asking. I don't know. I'd say maybe $1.8 million.
Yep. Just a hair. $1.795 million.
I was going to go for $2 million.
Really?
This house that's above my mom's house in the neighborhood that I grew up in. It was on the market, and she's like, "Oh, you got to look at this house. You got to look at this house. It'd be so great. You'd be on the same street. Yada yada." And I looked at it, and it was 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and very old school on the inside, very 1970s. Mm-hmm. Like you'd have to put a lot of work in. It did have a pool in the backyard and solar. They listed it for $799. They got 35 offers. Do you know how much it sold for?
$1 million.
$980,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's what's happening. And so if you look around at home values around the country, they've risen at least 12 to 14% in the last year. That's great if you're an owner and you're selling. Pretty frustrating for people who are buying. And the only saving grace there is it doesn't cost you anything to borrow the money. You know, the interest rate's below 2%. So,
but
you know,
the problem,
you get,
though, is like I have a friend who wants to sell her house and but, like, where does she go? That's what she said. She's like, well, the problem is, where would we go? We want to stay in the same area. Yep. But then if we sell and we make a profit on our house, then we're still going to be paying somebody else
more,
way over asking.
Yep.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The home supply is at the lowest level. That is the available inventory around the country. This 57 years. In Framingham, where we had huge growth after World War II, it's the lowest available in terms of numbers, sheer numbers, that it has been since World War II, since I was a kid in the early 50s. It's just, I remember my father bought the house that we lived in when I was a baby. I didn't remember it when I was a baby. I remember talking about it, you know, when I was old enough to know what was going on. He paid $22,000 for the house and got a 4% mortgage from the GI Bill. And when we sold it after he died, it was on the market for $640,000, and I think that was pretty close to what we got in. So, yeah, you look at stuff and you just think.
It's expensive to build, too, right now. And the
lumber is God, yes. Go to Home Depot or go to the lumber yard and see what they're getting for a 2x4. Woof. I'm glad I have a farm and I've got a sawmill. I can make my own. Not too many people are in that position, however. Okay. So let's talk about, we've got the COVID thing, and I said we put it on the back burner, and most of you, I think, listening to the program, and most of, I know the ladies participating with me, feel the same way. But I have to bring Governor Newsom, who is the world's biggest nudnik as far as I'm concerned. There are people knocking on doors, Jennifer, to find out whether you've had a shot or not. Is that real?
Yeah. Yes, it's real. Vaccine knockers. are coming door to door, and they're asking if people are vaccinated or not. If they are, they go on their way. If they don't, then they stop and try to convince you to get the vaccine. And again, this is part of, like, let people decide what's right for them. You know, if you want to get it, great. If you don't, great. You don't need someone coming to your door going, did you get it? Did you not get it? It just, it feels so wrong.
Yeah.
It feels
very un-American.
Yeah,
frankly,
and it's not free. They're spending $10 million of taxpayer money to lead this effort to try to get people to go door to door. So,
all right. So I promised that we weren't going to spend time on COVID, but I think something that's beside that kind of stuff that begs, screams for commentary and investigation. Although I don't think it needs an investigation because I'm convinced that the Wuhan laboratory deliberately, on orders of the Chinese Communist government, let that stuff leak. Not necessarily, well, it leaked out in China, it leaked out in northern Italy, and who knows what it did in Iran, because that was the ultimate destination for the first batch that was going to be distributed. And, you know, the Iranians won't tell you any more than the Chinese will about how many people have died from it. But the fact that we now are looking into it, I don't think it's strong enough. I know there are a lot of Republicans who are saying, and Democrats too, here, we've got to look into this, but I don't feel like it's strong enough. Like, let's go get these guys. Do you feel that way? I mean, what, diplomacy aside, well, it's so obvious what happened in that Wuhan laboratory.
Well, but I think the question then is, what do you do? Like, what do you do about it?
It was economic sanctions on China.
We already
and
have sanctions
you
on China.
Your business.
Right, but we already have that. And look what we've talked about in the tech report. We're now paying 30% over market for TVs. We can't
well, that's
any,
our
any
fault
vehicles.
Because
but
we
it
went
needs to be a world. It needs well, to be a world effort. And I learned
agree,
some
Jennifer.
Stuff. And I think I mentioned this to you guys, and I had almost forgotten. I talked to a reporter who's been working on the story about the virus and the lab. And Fauci has said that there's no evidence that there was gay. In fact, he lied in this committee about gain of function research that was being funded by the National Institute of Health, which he runs. Now, there is plenty of documentation. And so I don't know why Fauci can get away with lying about it, because there's plenty of documentation. We've talked about it here of the Obama administration telling him not to do this kind of research, because basically you're making bioweapons, right? You're making biological weapons.
And look at what's happened.
And Fauci, instead of using government money after Obama told him not to do it because it was too dangerous, he got private money to go in and continue his research. There's 12 other sites in the country, in our country, that do this kind of research on stuff. And so Fauci has been lying about it. Well, the information has come out, and 35 Republican members of Congress wrote a letter to the administration saying, guys, here's the evidence that shows that this came from the Wuhan lab, and they're putting the pressure on the White House now. And I think for what Victoria said is true. The White House probably just doesn't know what to do with this information. In fact, it made it all the way to the White House press briefing this week, saying, asking Jen Psaki about whether or not the White House was going to respond to all of these reports now indicating that the virus did indeed come from the Wuhan lab. What I have heard and what I hear, she just kind of wiggled away on it. You know, she gave a non-answer, essentially. But I think the pressure is going to keep mounting, and I think it's going to mount in a bipartisan way. I don't think it's just a Republican thing at this point. So I think they're going to have to figure something out. But I have learned a couple of things from people who are reporting on this, that Fauci is not very well liked in any circle. Democrats and Republicans alike have had issues with him, but he has a lot of people around him who are bolstering him and giving him power, and there are a lot of people who are kind of afraid, almost like he's, I don't want to use the word mob boss, but he almost has that kind of feeling within Washington, D.C. and the swamp. And so there is kind of similar to what Andrew Cuomo is going through in New York. And I guess we'll see if this reporting is right. Again, this is brand new stuff that will probably be coming out soon.
Yeah, needs to be chewed on. All right. So
That he's got harassment stuff, and they're going to try to take him out of power.
Oh, I didn't hear
because
that.
That's what I was trying to get at. Because of harassment charges.
That's why you said Cuomo.
Just like Cuomo, they're going to try to take him out of power.
Sexual harassment stuff on Fauci?
Sexual harassment and also harassment in the workplace. Like, he's hard to work for. Both of those things. So
I believe the hard to work for stuff, but really?
I know, that's what I said too.
Harassment stuff?
At 80 years old?
I asked these same questions. The reporter I talked to said yes, and that there's more.
Can I ask who this reporter works for?
I can't say right now because I got this information off the record. But
this wasn't someone who was on your radio show.
This was someone on you. Well, yeah. This was not said publicly, though. This is all behind the scenes stuff. Okay. So off the record stuff. So no, I'm not going to identify.
Oh, come on. That would be. Yeah.
We'll know if it hits the headlines, whether or not, you know, we'll see.
Okay. Number three is the January 6th commission. The debate about that, I see the House has approved a $2 billion spending bill to boost security after the insurrection. The vote is interesting, 213 to 212. All the Republicans and three Democrats voted against the measure. How do the Republicans keep getting in the way of this, and why? What's in it for them?
The narrative, though, is to support Trump, and that it wasn't an insurrection. So if you say yes, we need more security, then you're admitting that yes, there was a threat.
But guess who took down the security bill? The squad is the one who actually took down the security bill. They vote.
So
the House voted this week for $1.9 million to go into additional security at the Capitol. And the squad was the ones that were trying to not, because they're in a quandary. Do we defund the police or do we want more of the police? And so there was a lot of that effort going on that almost sunk the bill that Democrats wanted. But as far as the 1-6 commission goes, there are already 4 investigations underway on the insurrection. I'm completely
against arrests too.
And there's hundreds of arrests and all of this stuff. And so everything's already underway. A commission is simply used by Democrats to try to intimidate Republican voters going into the 2022 midterms. It is strictly used for politics. The investigations are already underway. The commission is not necessary.
All right. The government and your taxes coming up in a moment. We'll talk about that. This is the DJV version of the overview. Well, it is our version of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, bolstered by the research done at Talkers Magazine. It's 45 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. All right, here we are back again. We have time for one more item here from the story list and how it's related. You may have heard this week that your friends at the Treasury Department are going to hire a lot of new agents to get you dirty tax cheats. There's going to be a lot of focus. Apparently, the bill suggests that the number of IRS investigators be doubled. All right, is that it? Because there are a lot of this 22-page report suggesting that there have been a lot of tax gaps created by lax enforcement.
And so how many crypto. Of you? Yeah, so
well, what's the crypto? How does that play into this? Explain, please.
Because no one pays tax on it. And so there, you don't pay tax on it. And there are people who have been made millionaires many times over.
Tax on gains? Tax on...
Tax on gains, yeah. And when you sell it, there's no tax on it because it's not a regulated currency. So they're trying to create a structure for that.
Mm-hmm. Whose fault is that? I mean, what are we making bad guys out
fault.
Of people who are just doing what the law allows them to do?
But businesses are making money off of it, too, and not paying any tax on it.
So? I say
so. Well, then don't complain about the deficit. If you don't want people to pay tax,
I am complaining about the deficit because
right. Well, then you can't. You're riding two horses
that went
one ass
to
here.
Look at all this week, the report that came out from the a number of sources, including the government and the Farm Bureau, as to where the money went to you and people in your neighborhood on the beach. Yeah. Apparently, they're starting farms down there, according to where the money went. Yeah.
Snooky farm.
Yeah, right. Perfect. All right, there it is, the overview. Jen, Victoria, Jay, and Doug here at 10 before the hour.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Car time, 53 after the hour, car talk, if you will, courtesy of Nick Miles from rautoexpert.com. Nick's been busy this week. He was watching the president drive away in the Ford F-150 electric. I guess the mystery was solved somewhat, though. You were there. You were watching this. The fellow who was in the truck with President Biden was the CEO of Ford, and he told him to step on it.
Yes.
So... Yeah, Nick's at the airport in Detroit. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think Biden needs any encouragement, though. The guy has a stingray. I mean, he's a pretty crazy guy already. I think he enjoys his driving already. So he enjoys doing a little bit of pedal to the metal. So he likes to drive.
I didn't know he had a stingray. That's a pretty interesting visualization, isn't it? Seeing Joe Biden tooling around in a Corvette Stingray. Yeah.
He's a pretty nifty guy for his age.
Yeah. Well, thank you for acknowledging age as a factor here. Okay. Some silly news this week. The fellow who rented the New England Raceway to test what?
Yeah, he tested his little remote control car. So he does this apparently, and his remote control cars are fairly fast. They go 140 miles an hour, which I would actually be a little scared of driving a regular car at 140 miles an hour. So he drives them on the this drag strip in New England, and he rents it so he doesn't cause anybody any harm by doing it on public streets or anything. And what are the chances he ran into himself with his own little remote control car and ended up breaking his own leg and going to the hospital? So perhaps he maybe should have stood the other side of the barrier. I don't know.
He's getting close to being nominated to the Darwin Awards.
Yeah.
All right. So we were talking earlier about the skyrocketing price of homes. And now I want to talk about the skyrocketing price of cars, new ones, used ones, how many are being stolen. It's becoming quite a business, isn't it?
Absolutely. But it's not every single type of car. It's interesting that it's only certain kinds of cars that are skyrocketing. So there are, of course, a glut of sedans on the market still. People are still favoring the SUVs and the trucks. There are some excess of certain vehicles that are not in favor right now on dealer lots. But certain vehicles are just really hard to find. If you get a deal on a truck or you get a truck right now, you just take it, basically. Truck prices, some prices of vehicles are up incredibly. I have friends in California that are paying sort of $20,000 more than they expected to.
Over the sticker.
Right now.
Yeah,
over the sticker.
Yeah,
so,
it's really,
you can.
The high price, and then it was what the price of the vehicle is, they're all going up. Speaking of high-priced cars, I see Porsche is developing gasoline as clean as whatever. In other words, they have an emissions system, right? It'll be as clean as an electric car. How's that going to work?
It's actually really clever. And apparently, not to sort of put Porsche in this category, but in the Second World War, Germany developed a gasoline out of hydrogen, which was, of course, is part of water. So oxygen, hydrogen make up water. They developed gasoline out of hydrogen. 90% of their gasoline in the Second World War was clean gasoline made just from hydrogen. And that's how they actually fueled the German army. So incredibly, they've gone back to this technology and they're trying to develop it. Now imagine if we can develop gasoline that is actually environmentally friendly. Why would we need to go to electric or any of these environmentally friendly? We could still have our V8s, we could still have our big trucks, we could still have our big fuel burners because it would be an environmentally friendly burn-off. And so this is actually a really clever idea.
Well, you know that this had to happen because the big oil companies aren't going to let the electric thing take over the marketplace. People are fascinated with, and there's a lot of investment and money being made on the electric car market right now. I mean, how long has the Prius been around? I noticed that you've got a list on your website, autoexpert.com, of the best choices for small cars, what people like the most. And the Prius is something that apparently has held up its value. That was really the first car, right? So now Consumer Reports says it's the safest used car.
Yeah, it's one of them. They came out, the IIHS came out a list of the safest used cars. It's very interesting, very specific. It even goes down to what year and made after certain dates. But I have to be honest with you, I'm very picky about what vehicles I like, and there's very few on that list that I would buy. So it really tells you that, Doug, don't listen to what I want on a safety basis. What I buy is because they're emotionally beautiful, just like you and I.
Yeah, I mean, I have the same exact like. Yeah, right. I'm not buying a Subaru Outback, thanks very much. Not saying anything against them. If you like them, great. But I'll take my Range Rover and get on my pony and ride. Nick, my.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.